You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, at last week's Smithers Council meeting, Council received a letter from COFI, the BC Council of Forest Industries, with a request to sign on to the Forestry is a Solution initiative. However, after some discussion, Council decided to defer the request and asked COFI to send a delegation to Council for more information about the initiative before signing on and what exactly COFI wanted from Smithers Council to support. Today, we chat with Smithers Councillor Frank Ray about why Council wanted to know more before signing on to the request from COFI. But first, take a listen to the discussion Council had at last week's meeting.
17-2 from COFI, looking for support for forestry as a solution. Councillor Patterson.
Thank you, Your Worship. I just struggled with actually both the previous 17-1 and then 17-2. So while as an individual, you know, I'm happy to sign a petition that supports community safety, I really struggle with 17-2 because I wasn't sure as a council what's the protocol here for endorsing an initiative without sort of having careful discussion and maybe assessment of it. My assumption is that we just don't, but I'd just be curious to hear if there's been case precedent in the past or what the approach might be.
I don't know that there's any rules on this for us. I think it's what we're comfortable with. Councils previous to my time made decisions on proclamations and those sorts of things. My memory sort of in this term is that we've been a bit more reticent, but I'm not sure that we have a policy that says we can or cannot support anything. Mr. Schroeder.
Thank you very much, Mayor, and that's correct. This is certainly something that lives within the council advocacy portfolio, and you know, to that end, there's no specific rules on what's permitted, not permitted, or policies that provide guidance. Generally speaking, these organizations look for council support because it provides them a fair bit more leverage when they go to negotiate their position to the provincial government and other decision makers. And with that, they carry your weight and your and the community's weight behind them.
Thanks, Mr. Schroeder. Is it continuation of what you... Actually, maybe I'll just go around then, Councillor Ray.
Yeah. It's not that I don't support forestry, but I just, without knowing what they're actually advocating for, it's hard because I think, well, I'll take the recent rules changes from not the most recent, but the ones before that from the provincial government. I think they feel they're trying to support forestry, but in maybe a different way. And so there's different ways to support forestry and how it goes forward. And this is kind of vague to me, which makes me a little reticent to sign on to it.
Okay, I'm seeing lots of hands. I'll go to Councillor Elliott and we'll go around.
Well, I think you all know what I think about this. I fully support it. The signees on the last page, there's a lot of industry partners, people who depend on the forest industry in British Columbia. They're advocating for the future of their industry. And COFI is not a fly-by-night organization. They're well established in the province to advocate for forest issues, and they even talk about support First Nations partnerships, improve competitiveness, all those things that they constantly are working with the government to achieve. And without COFI, I don't think our forest industry would survive in BC, because there has to be a voice on the other side as well, supporting the industrial side, which no one seems to really want to talk about. There's more of an environmental slant to forestry now. which I'm not against, but also it does provide a lot of provincial money to the provincial coffers. And we know this government is broke. So I don't know why they would be advocating differently than what Kofi wants to see in this province. And it's nothing to do with who I work for. I think BC is a forestry giant. And I would do anything to support that going forward.
Thanks, Councillor Elliott. Councillor Raven.
So just thinking about the weight of what the town of Smithers means. So the other part of that too is, so we sign on to it, but how long does that live? Does this mean we're supporting this for the next 5 years? There might be changes that we might agree with, and then we feel the work is done. Do we take our name off? And then the request for actions, I do find them too vague. Using support for stations, partnerships with capacity and tools to expedite referrals and increase revenue sharing. That's focusing just on revenue, right? So there's so many other aspects that I think need to be in that conversation. So to me, I think that us as the town of Smithers, we can meet with the minister and talk about what we think and what we would like to push for. I am not ready to sign on to something quite this big. And the other thing is the coalition partners, I don't see any other municipalities in there. So that's the other piece too. So I fully support forestry. I hope that they are able to find solutions and keep going, but I just don't think that this is the way for Smithers to voice its support.
Thanks, Councillor Raven. Anyone on this side? Councillor Buchanan?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same as Councillor Elliott. I'd be willing to support the initiative. Like, we're a forestry town. When I think how important the mill is to our community, I'd have a hard time not supporting the initiative.
Thank you. Councillor Patterson, I saw your hand.
Thank you, Your Worship. And I think perhaps I really appreciate what my other councillors are suggesting around this language around endorsement, because I do appreciate that that does come sometimes with some caveats of expectations. So perhaps something we consider is doing a letter of support versus that strong language around endorsement. I don't know if that changes the intent at all, but maybe that's just a way forward. But just, I am absolutely in support of supporting them.
Thanks, Councillor Patterson. Councillor Ray.
So we're fortunate to have a mill and a company that seems committed to our community. This to me looks like it's very much geared towards keeping mills active. But nowhere in here is rules to prevent sales from other, you know, closing a mill and then sending the logs down the road to another mill that you own. You know, there's a lot of problems with forestry, and I don't know. It's just always, this looks like a lot of sloganeering. And without details, it's always the devil in the details. The other thing is, you know, I mean, I don't think it'd be the end of the world if we signed it or didn't sign it. And I think our actions, the town of Smithers supports forestry. I just don't know if I support this particular initiative.
Thanks, Councillor Ray. Okay, good conversation, folks. Maybe a couple of suggestions. And it was something that Councillor Ray said just in that last piece. And I think as members of the RBA, this has become part of our lexicon, is that we support industries who support us. So local governments also matter, and finding out, you know, what the result of, you know, the direction that Kofi is taking in terms of support for communities. So I'm inelegantly working toward, if council is interested, inviting someone from Kofi to actually come and make a presentation, and then we could ask our questions and see if what's being proposed to us aligns with what we think makes sense. Because it is one thing to say that all this information is online, and then ask council, who has lots of things they have to read online every day, to take on fully understanding a campaign by an industry association who is skilled at actually delivering the message and working on behalf of their sector, as Councillor Elliott had said. So perhaps we could look, if it pleases council, to ask our staff to invite someone from Kofi. Mr. Schroeder is like, no. I saw you. I know I'm teasing you guys tonight. I can't help myself. But just to see if there is someone who has the ability in a reasonable time to come and speak to council, recognizing that the COFI conference is, I think, in about 6 weeks, and some of us will be at COFI as well. But I think that would be a good opportunity for council to ask some questions. So I'll just offer that up, see what you think. Okay, well, probably to make it clearer for staff to follow, perhaps we could have a motion asking staff to respond to COFI, inviting them to be a delegation to council in response to this, so that they're coming to talk to us about their Forestry as a Solution campaign. I ran out of breath. Does anyone want to make that motion? Councillors Raven and Patterson, any discussion to that? Councillor Ray.
Just to make sure Ms. McKinley got it. It kind of.
She's used to listening to me speak like that fast, running out of breath at the end. Okay. All in favor? Any opposed? And that's carried. Thanks, folks. We'll get there. And I think the other part of that is if that does, it may not happen before COFI, but if it does, it helps inform those of us who are at COFI to perhaps have follow-up conversations as well.
I'm Frank Ray from a councillor from the town of Smithers.
Great, Frank. Thanks so much for being with us here on CACK News again. Of course, as I mentioned, there was a discussion at the last council meeting in response to a request from the BC Council of Forest Industries. The discussion around supporting a new initiative that they have launched, that forestry is a solution. But there was some discussion about what the ask actually was. So maybe you could tell me first, what came to council? What was the request that came from the Council for BC Forestry Industries?
So COFI wanted us to sign on and support the Forestry as a Solution initiative that they're launching. And in my mind and a couple of other councillors, it was just a little light on details as to what it meant. Of course, council supports forestry. We're a forestry town. We have a good relationship with PIR. And but it's just sometimes when we're asked to sign things and they're light on details, we end up asking for more details.
Yeah. Obviously, I had a little bit of information in there, but as you said, it was light on details. There were a couple of councillors that were supportive and ready to sign on, but several, including yourself, asked the same question. So why did you think that there weren't enough details to get the rest of council to sign on? What are you looking for when you get requests like this?
Just really more detail as to actually what the initiative involves. So it was very, the information, I don't want to, well, the best word I can think of is a little bit superficial. And, you know, generally when we sign on or give letters of support, if they're light on details, depending on what it is, if it's something we already know lots about, then sometimes we don't need information. But in this case, you know, I think we made the right decision in the end, which was to ask COFI to come and present and maybe give us a few more details. I would imagine, you know, we do send councillors to and the mayor to the COFI convention. So it is something that I would imagine we'll end up supporting, but it just, without all those details, sometimes it's not best to sign your name onto something if you're not sure.
You know, one thing that stood out from the letter that they sent was there was a number of what they called coalition partners, and there, you know, it seemed like a lot of these were advocacy groups, maybe lobbyists, but none of them were companies. And like you said, you know, the town has a close working relationship with PIR. The mill, obviously, here in town employs a number of people. including one of the counselors. What did you send back to Kofi, and what is going to happen moving forward now? It sounds like there's a request to have a delegation to get more information. So tell us a little bit about how that played out with council.
Yeah, so, you know, we discussed it a bit, and then somebody, I can't even remember who was mentioned, it may have been the mayor, just mentioned the option of us just reaching out to them and asking them to be a delegation. Could be by Zoom, could be in person. And just to give a little bit more detail on what's being asked. There's been a lot come at us from the province that really wasn't, some of it was positive, but not all of it was. And then there's been further things from the province in response to that. So I think it's a file that we're familiar with, but it's been a little bit confusing lately. And, you know, when we saw who had signed on, I mean, there's some good names on there that signed on, but it's really just that comfort of knowing that you've asked the questions that you need to ask to put your name on it.
I guess once the delegation does show up, what are some of the things that you're looking for that would bring council to support something like this, knowing that obviously right now is a difficult time for the forestry industry? Our mill here is doing fine at the moment, but there's been a number of local mills, Houston and other communities that have lost their mills recently. So what are you hoping to hear that would bring council on side to sign on to something like this?
Well, for myself, I'm just looking for more details. Is it, you know, is it just a general broad initiative that the forestry industry is going to lobby the provincial government, or are there specific actual changes that they're looking for? Do they want more of the same but with better supports? You know, one thing that those of us that still have mills and those that have lost mills is have been kind of looking for is the idea that if the mill goes, that the lumber doesn't go to some other mill far away, that the lumber stays local. And so that's kind of that one for me is like, what are we advocating for? Are we advocating for the mills to be able to consolidate so they can survive? Like it's more just the details of what they're doing. And I think, you know, Kofi is a well-respected organization, but I for myself as a counselor, I don't like to sign my name onto things without knowing what I'm signing. And I think that's really what we're looking for.
Okay. We'll leave it there for now. Councillor Frank Ray, thanks so much for your time, and we'll stay in touch on the subject.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. And just one final word, like, council does support forestry. We just want the details, really. So.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists. I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.